Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here for VideoCopilot.net, and welcome to another very exciting tutorial. And it's going to be a great year. We've got tons of great projects coming out, and you know, I can't wait. And just in case Roland Emmerich is right and the world ends, I want to go out with a bang. And you know, he did that movie where earthquakes destroy LA and Las Vegas, and really shocking. It's supposed to happen this year. What's that called? It's called War of the Worlds. Really good movie. You know, Tom Hanks was fantastic. So anyway, we've got a really exciting tutorial. We're going to be creating this sort of slow motion grenade, and there's a lot of cool tips involved here with tracking and just compositing and things in general. So let's take a look at what we're going to be creating. We've got Sam Loya. It's always great to have Sam. Brings a lot of energy. Let's take a look. So it's looking pretty cool. I mean, look at that face. Wow, a lot of action. But basically, we're going to be concentrating on this right here, where the grenade gets thrown and it comes to the camera. Now, in this particular short, I actually used a 3D grenade, and I was able to rotate it and do some cool things. But I wanted to see if I could do it all in After Effects. So what we did instead is we basically filmed some grenades on the green screen and hung it from a little string. And basically what we're able to do is key it out and slowly rotate it, which will actually work pretty good to achieve the same effect. And frankly, I think this might even look better than the CG version. So we maybe not have as much control over the rotation because, you know, we're just hanging it from a string. I gotta say, I think it turned out pretty good. So let's take a look at setting this up, tracking, and dive right in. So here's our footage, Sam Grenade Raw. We're gonna drop that into a new comp. Oh boy. This is gonna get intense. So as you can see, he actually doesn't have anything in his hand and he throws it. By the way we captured this was we filmed it at 60 frames per second, and then we slowed it down even more. So Sam's, I guess, pretending to throw in slow motion. Now that we have our plate here, the first thing I want to do is track our footage. So let's just create a new null object, and we'll use that as our data tracking holder. And then we'll click on our Sam Grenade footage, bring up the tracker, and we're going to click track motion. So we want to try to find a point that stays in the frame pretty good. And since I've already done this, I know exactly what we're going to do. It's like I can see into the future. And let me tell you something. It doesn't end well. Okay, so we're going to track this point here. And it's out of focus, so I'm using a slightly larger area. And we'll just track forward here. And it's going to run out, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold down Alt and then drag the search area box, so here, and we're going to drag it right over to this point. And what that will do is it'll keep my tracking point, that point right there, as is, and it will just reference a new point. So I'll go ahead and track the rest of the shot. And it's all good, so let's hit U. Let's go and track backwards from the beginning. I'll go ahead and click that. And there it is. So we'll click Edit Target. Make sure we're on null number 4. We are. And I'll hit Apply. Yes. All right, so now we have our tracking data. Now, the trick here is we're actually going to be using 3D layers and a 3D camera. So we need to get a 3D camera that somewhat relates to this tracking data. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to create a new camera. Now, I shot this with an 85, so I'm going to actually just use something close to that. We could type it in here, but I'll just hit OK. And all right, take it easy. We have that one 2D track point. So how can we turn that into some kind of camera data, camera move data? Well, we're not actually doing a 3D tracking because the camera's not really moving. It's just panning up. It's not on a tripod, but it's like being on a tripod where your pivot point is the same and you're simply, you know, panning. So what I want to do is go to the camera and I'm going to hit R. Or actually, we'll just bring up all of the transform data. Look at that face. Unbelievable. You know what I like about Sam? He's got this energy, but he's kind of like the Bollywood version of Steven Seagal. You know what I mean? He's got this great energy, and you know, and I mean that in the best possible way. So, Sam, if you're watching, just keep up the good work, buddy. That's all I got to say. Where were we? Okay, tracking data. So we have our 2D null, so we'll hit P, and I'll hit F4. That brings up the switches, and we'll make it a 3D layer. But we're not going to change the Z value. We're just going to leave it. So it's pretty much 2D data that's in 3D space. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to alt-click on the orientation, and we're going to make ourselves a little expression. And here's what it is. We're going to say, look at my layer. So we'll just click on the position of the camera, comma, the position of the null, and then end parentheses. So look at, and that's going to be a capital A. And basically, it's saying, look at, you have to put two points in. So from the camera to that null. And if I click OK, the idea is that the camera basically pans. Now, we don't have any 3D layers, so let's create one so that we can check the accuracy. So I'll click solid, and I'll just call this grid, and we'll type grid, and take that generate grid effect onto that layer, make it a 3D layer. And so now we can actually see that it's kind of moving. And the great thing about it is it's completely moving in the wrong direction. So we want to change that. And I don't mean that actually that it's great. I mean that as a way that we need to fix that. Right. So let's see. How are we going to fix that? Well, we need to invert the data of this position. So if we alt-click on it, on the stopwatch, and just be careful not to delete the keyframes, we're going to type star negative 1. So we're saying position data times negative 1. And if we click away, things will actually kind of work. So you can actually see that that grid layer is kind of moving based on the camera, although it's not in the right spot. So to fix that, let's click on the position. And if I click on the name, I select all of the keyframes. And then I can actually move this around. So as I move this, the camera is moving. Now we can't see that it's moving, but it is. Trust me. And we just want to line this up so that the grid is back in perfect screen space. So then now, go half res here. As I pan this shot, check it out. Our 3D layer is staying relative to the camera position, and we've created somewhat of a pan out of that 2D track data. So yes, hooray for us. All right, so we're halfway there, almost. Look down here and you can see the progress, probably not even close to half, but doesn't matter. What we're gonna do is bring out that pre-keyed grenade. So here it is, and we're just gonna drop it into our comp, and it's great. So first thing I wanna do is pre-compose it. So we'll choose layer, pre-compose, and we'll just call this nade, and leave all the attributes, and we'll hit okay. So the cool thing is we can, you know, play around with the speed of the clip. In fact, I'll probably open it up and play around in here. So we'll do time stretch. And let's set it to like, I don't know, like 33%. And that way it's going to be a lot faster. And maybe we want that, maybe we don't. But spinning faster could be kind of cool. And we can see the little glints on the side of the grenade, which will be fun. So here's how we're going to do this. We're going to set it to be a 3D layer. And look at that. It's already integrated. We're done. Almost done. Not quite. So we're going to scale it down. So we'll just scale this thing down here. And we want to kind of put it in his hand. So we're also going to rotate it. So we'll just take the Z rotation, and we'll take the rotation tool. And by the way, make sure it's set to rotation, not orientation. And that way, when we rotate on the Z axis, it will rotate properly. So we'll just kind of stick it in the hand here. I'd say that looks pretty good. And we'll hit P, and we're going to set a keyframe for the position. And also, let's set this to 0. Let's make sure that it is on 0 to start for the Z position. And it's going to come out of the hand about right here. So let's move this over and make sure that we're kind of in line at this point. We'll worry about the backwards tracking, but let's worry about the flight and the motion velocity, trajectory, technology keywords. And let's animate this first. So it's getting thrown, and we'll go forward here. And now we're not going to scale it up. We're going to move its position. So let's animate this forward. So I'm just holding down shift and sliding this over, and it's getting really close to the camera. Nice. And also, I'm going to right-click on it. You see how it's kind of getting slightly turned a little bit? Let's right-click on it and choose auto-orient. And we'll set it to orient towards the camera. And that way, it'll always look at the camera, and it will not look like it's being tilted. So there we go. I think it looks a little small there. Let's maybe go a little bigger. We can always adjust this a little bit later anyway. Perfect. So we want to play around with the trajectory of this because it's supposed to go up a little bit, maybe come back down. So what we need to do is play with the handles here. So if we click on a keyframe, we can move it. Let's see if we zoom in here, we can get to this one here. One thing to always think about is to use as few keyframes as possible, because if you start adding keyframes and tweaking them and then adding more, you can really create some weird wobbly motion, and then you're going to be constantly trying to fix that, and then you're going to fix it, and then you're going to mess up another keyframe. So the best thing to do is to use as few keyframes as possible. So in this case, I'm actually going to try to do it with just the two main keyframes. So we'll add a nice upswing, and then have it, and just be looking at the arc. You know, you want to make sure you have a nice, smooth, round arc. So there we go. Now, I probably want it to go a little higher so we can maybe go tweak this a bit. And another thing to think about is don't always worry about, you know, what happens at the very end. Like if I need to cheat this a little bit to get, to get the height on it I need, that's okay, just because I think we're only going to use it up to about this point. Or, you know, I could throw it way over here and only use it to about this point. Now I get what I want. Now, the other thing we need to do is rotate it. So when we filmed the grenade, and by the way, there's a couple other grenades here. We've got a little bit more modern one, and one of these guys. So I'm sure they have names, and I'm sure several people will leave it in the comments. I'll look forward to that. So it's flying, but I want to add a little rotation to it. Now we have to be careful not to rotate it too much because the lighting is from, you know, the top left here, which is similar to our shot, but we don't want to rotate it too much. So maybe just a few degrees. You know, it looks pretty fun. Maybe a little bit more. As long as you stay within like a reasonable range, it'll work. Now we can turn the motion blur on for the clip, and that way it'll look like it's flying through the air. Okay, so I think this is a good place for it to start coming out of the hand, and now we need to track it back into the hand. So what I'll do is I'm going to trim the clip. So if we do layer, I think split clip is somewhere around here. Let's see. Split layer, Control Shift D. And that's going to cut it. And then what I can do is take this first half, make it not a 3D layer, and then extend it one frame, and then put it on top. And basically what we're gonna do is line it up two-dimensionally. So we'll unclick those keyframes, and we're just gonna try to line it up. And then set a keyframe for the position and rotation. And then we're gonna move forward one more frame, so extend it one more frame, and line that up. But we're only gonna just use that so that we can get some accurate motion blur out of this. All right, so now what I need to do is track it into the hand. So the easiest way to do that is to get a motion track of his hand. So we'll go back to the tracker, and we'll track the motion. And I could probably do it by hand, but you know, it's nice to have a track, and we can use it for you know, the masks and stuff in a little bit. So here we go. All right, it's got a little crazy there. This will just give us what we need. So let's create a new null object. We'll call this a hand. And we'll edit the target to the hand and apply it. X and Y. Okay, cool. So we've got this tracking data here, and what I need to do is link our two-dimensional grenade to that tracking data. So we'll parent it, and right at this point in time where we've synced the two clips together perfectly. So right here, we're going to link it to the hand, and then we trim that footage. So now if we go back, it should kind of work. And so now we may want to animate it further to, you know, match it. So we'll rotate it just a touch. We could animate the scale just a little bit. So that's pretty good, you know, and we can play with that more. But I think for the tutorial, I think that'll get us where we need to be. So next, I want to create the hand holding the grenade. So we need to do a little bit of rotoscoping, and it's actually really easy. So our goal here is to have our fingers on top of the grenade. So let's take our footage of Sam and duplicate it, and then we'll put it on top of the grenade. So now we have an additional layer, and let's also create just a solid, a blank layer that we're going to use for the fingers. And that'll be a mask that we want to be right on top of our footage. So we'll shut that off, and let's take the pen tool and then draw shape around the fingers. So we have the thumb right here. Let's just get like a basic shape. Okay, and then we're going to turn the motion blur on, and then take the Sam clip and set it to alpha matte. So right away, we can kind of see what this is doing. We are starting to hold the grenade. We're also starting to realize this grenade is just like way too big. Let's see what we can do about that. Let's set the scale to like 15. Okay, so that's not bad. Now our finger needs to be tracked, so let's parent it to the hand. So now we're starting to get the idea. It's kind of looking like it's inside of the hand. Let's go ahead and just animate this a little bit more. We can animate the mask position, and we'll just line that up with the motion of it being thrown, but keep it looking like it's inside of the hand. So, and it's nice because since we're linked up to that tracking data, we only have to make small modifications, and it'll look pretty good. So let's bring that thumb in a little bit. Cool. So it's not too bad. Now let's take a look at these fingers. Do the same thing. We'll create another mask, and we can maybe hide the grenade, and we just want to let's see, take that finger, and maybe these fingers up here. We'll hit M and set a keyframe, and then we'll turn the grenade back on. So now we can kind of see that hand is wrapped around it. So we'll go back here, maybe tweak these keyframes a little bit. So, and then as his hand opens up, we can just start sliding these fingers off. Now, this part was a little tricky because we have to just kind of decide when it comes out of his hand and the depth. So that's just a matter of when to cut out the fingers and have it just be flying out of his hand. So right about this point, when the fingers are no longer in the way, let's just trim the clip. So Alt N bracket. So that's the basic idea of it flying out of the hand. Now, I want to also add a slight shadow inside of the hand just to make it look like it's touching a little bit. So the way we'll do that is using an adjustment layer that goes below the grenade, and we're just going to kind of create a shape similar to the size of the grenade, and then use a curves adjustment to darken the background a little bit, or the hand in this case. So we'll hit F, feather it out a little bit. And we also want to link this to the hand tracking data. There we go. All right, so there's the shadow behind the hand. Now, it ends a little bit too soon because of our tracking data, so I'm just going to take this hand null object and just sort of artificially create a few more frames of that track, and that way our mask will follow. And then what I want to do here is keyframe the mask feathering. So is as it gets further away, we just kind of soften it. And that way, it's kind of tight, and then it kind of fades away. So maybe, and we can probably just trim the clip here. And there we go. So again, I'll be careful about this mask and maybe desaturate it a little bit and try to get that shadow color to look natural. Maybe you have a little bit of feathering to start. And then we just want to fade it out. So I'll just hit T, fade out the opacity here. Maybe that keyframe's moving a little bit too fast. So pretty subtle, but you know, it's working. If the grenade were a little bit smaller, I would probably add some more shadows around. You could even add some shadows underneath the fingers, but instead we're just gonna kind of darken the grenade once we get into the color correction. So all right, so we've got the grenade popping out of the hand. It's looking good. Now I want to make sure that the grenade is rotated in an interesting way. So like right when it comes out, I want to kind of see a glint of the light hit the side of the grenade. So at this point in time, I'm going to move this over to about here so that the light's bouncing off that side. And that way it pops out and we get a little glint, and then another one right before it, you know, hits the camera. So this is more just about staging what the action is, and I think that looks pretty good. So let's go into the grenade here and let's just do some quick color correction to match the lighting. So an adjustment layer, we'll do a curves adjustment, and then back in here, let's find right about right here when it's out of the hand. Let's go back and set a keyframe, zoom in, and then we'll just go back a couple of frames and then we'll darken this down. We also want to get rid of the highlight, so we're gonna really just crush the detail. So that way, as it comes out, the light picks it up and actually starts to reflect it. And that looks pretty good. Now, the other thing is integrating it to match the color of our shot. So the grenade should be a little bit more green. And so, again, for this layer, we'll just add another curves adjustment and go to the red channel. I'll just tweak that down. Here's what we can do. We can lock the color correction here and go back into this comp, and we can edit the color correction while we look at it in the mix. So tweak it down a bit, maybe make it a little less shiny. And we might want to desaturate it a little bit, so I'm going to add a tint effect, color correction at the bottom there, you'll see tint. And we're just going to just add a little bit, make it look a little bit more realistic. All right, pretty good. So we'll unlock that and everything will go back to working correctly. All right, so the next thing I want to do is sort of the lens element and the depth of field. So pretty straightforward the way that works. What I want to do is take our SAM footage and add a box blur. Now, you can use a more advanced camera blur like the lens blur, but we'll just use the box blur so that people can follow along. I'm going to just, right as it comes out of the hand, I'm going to set a keyframe for the blur radius. And then, as it gets further, we're going to increase the background blur. And we'll repeat the edges. So now we get, you know, a lot more focus on this grenade as it flies out of the hand. And let's take a look. All right, so let's take a look at just adding this lens flare element. It's really, really easy. And frankly, you probably don't even need it. We could just add a glow, but just because we did it and want people to kind of see our workflow. First thing is our footage is a little bit blown out. So before the blur, I want to add a curves adjustment. And I want to go ahead and bring the brightness of that clip just down a touch. And then go to the blue channel and bring that down. So that's going to make it more yellow at the top, but I want to be careful not to ruin the tones in the other part of the clip. So just kind of darkening it, adding a little bit more warmth up here. And also, since we use a copy of the clip, I want to copy the effect there and paste it to the SAM fingers so that everything goes together. So, bam, right here we see it flying out. Let's add our lens flare. So we'll choose a new solid and make it black. And we'll hit OK. And then we're going to do optical flares. And by the way, this is just an optional step. You know, you can use other techniques, but we're going to go into the options here for optical flares. And we have all of these really cool lens flares to choose from. And you know, we even have some of the pro preset ones that could be fun. But for this particular shot, I want it to be very subtle. So I'm just going to clear it all. And we're just going to add a glow. And click on the global settings. And we're going to add a lens texture. So I don't know. This looks pretty good. We'll hit OK. And we'll set the transfer mode to screen. And and we'll change the color here to be a little bit more warm. And maybe turn the brightness up a little bit. So that looks pretty good, except we need to move it to the correct position. So we do have tracking data for our comp, but we need to get it into the right format. So let's take our original tracking data here and duplicate it. And we'll bring it up to the top here, and now we'll just use it as the lens data. And we'll hit U. Now we've got this expression on it. Let's just select that and delete that. So we just have the original keyframes for that layer, and there it is. And let's go into the effect for optical flares and parent the XY position, Alt-click, and pick whip the position of that lens data. So now our lens flare is somewhere. So it's right there off screen. Now I want to move that. So here's how we can move that. We click on the position, which selects all the keyframes, and then we just move it around. So that's good. Now the other thing is, Now, another thing is, as this grenade comes up, we see a little bit of a gleam on the side of the grenade, which we can maybe add a little bit of an effect to. I think in the original, we can see just a slight gleam on it as it pops up. You know, nothing too dramatic, but it'll look pretty nice. So we can do that with optical flares, or we can just create a solid layer and, you know, maybe just a quick little mask around that area and feather it out. And I'll set the transfer mode to add. Yeah, so. And actually, let's duplicate the mask and feather out both of the masks. Just get a little bit more subtle. Nice. And then we'll scale this down to hide the masks. All right, so we'll keyframe the position. So we'll go right before, maybe about here, keyframe the position. And then we'll just hit T and then keyframe the opacity. So we'll turn it on. It gleams and then the gleam goes away. And we probably don't even want it to be that bright. I mean, it should just be very, very subtle. All right, so that looks pretty good. Just a subtle effect. Just gives it a little bit more, realism. And then we could add another one here, which I'll just skip, but you can add that. Let's go and take a look. There it goes, flying through the air. Very nice. Now, remember, these kind of techniques, you know, integrating elements into a shot that has motion, you know, there's really lots of different possibilities for what this is. And even so, I was able to use a 3D render of this this plasma grenade, which one of our modelers, Stefan, put together. And it's, you know, just a cool futuristic looking grenade. And here's an idea of what that might be able to look like. So let's take a look. Same thing, maybe it starts lighting up and then, you know, blows up. And this particular one would probably kill everyone, I guess. Maybe it's a nuke, who knows? Starship Troopers, anyone? Yes. I really encourage everyone to kind of experiment with different ideas. You know, here's another one here. It just looks so great. You have that gleam on the box, and it just comes flying. I mean, it just looks so realistic. You know, you got the sun spot right there. Anyways, listen, I hope you guys enjoyed this tutorial. We've got tons of things going on the website. Be sure to check out our blog. We've got a Twitter account, at Video Copilot, and also check us out on Facebook. We are there somewhere. My name is Andrew Kramer. And I hope you guys enjoyed this tutorial. We will see you next time.